It is time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall Update, Mayor, now in the month of October.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Dreary start to October, right? Think it's lows and we've got rain for 2 days.
Oh, gosh. Everything old is new again. Seems that way. Thankfully, the weather cooperated beautifully for the Food Truck Festival.
It sure did. We had great results. I think people obviously still getting used to getting back out and about, and I think they appreciate events like that. So it was well received.
Yes.
Good breath.
Did you patronize the Whoopie Pie truck that I know
I sure did. If I can tell you how many I ate, but yeah, they did well by me.
Thank goodness. And of course, Porch Fest was a big success the weekend before, so there's been a lot of good things.
Yeah. And the spirit is alive and well in Quincy.
We're not done yet either, right?
That's for sure.
Of course, Veterans Day, I guess, is the next event that folks should be aware of.
A little
bit
more solemn, correct.
Correct, yeah. And is it going to be in person again at the cemetery?
Well, Veterans Day is usually not at the cemetery. We've been going down to Marymount Park.
Okay.
At the World War II Memorial.
Yes.
That's the plan, as I understand.
Okay. And then after that, of course, getting ready for the holidays.
Yes, actually, we were discussing the other day our plans, how many trees we need, and our plans to decorate all across the city, as you know.
Yep.
But nothing like that. That's probably, I mean, that is just spectacular when it's done. So, yes, the Friday after Thanksgiving, we'll be lighting up the square in person. Excited about that. And I know the Chamber is also working on a outdoor market program at the Kilroy Square, so I'm sure you'll be hearing from Jim Cahill on that one around the same time frame.
Yep.
So people are excited. We'll be excited about that one. Then, of course, the parade the Sunday after meeting to Quincy as well.
Anything different this year as it returns after the pandemic?
You know, I'm sitting down with the committee this week. I think we're getting back to what it used to be, both the Friday night and the Sunday. I'm not sure about the Santa Joe.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's coming back or not.
All right. Stay tuned, because it'll be here before you know it, that's for sure.
You're not kidding.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the $46.3 million that's coming to Quincy as a result of the ARPA funds from the federal government, and if it's here yet?
Well, we received a portion of it this several weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about land acquisition with it, including the Monroe building next door, which is the two-story one, not the big one. Some people thought that we were buying the big apartment house, which was not the case.
Okay.
So that is now owned by the City of Quincy, and we purchased a piece of land on Southern Artery, which was an old marina next to the Tide Mill site.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful waterfront Chapter 91 permitted site that will allow us to pursue our rowing program and other recreational uses. And there are those that will be critical of the purchase, but those same folks would be critical when a developer would go in to try to build a 10-story condo with a private marina there. So we think that these are both excellent purchases and that for long-term quality of life for the City of Quincy. And, so the bulk of the ARPA money from that first payment, if you will, on the ARPA money, this phase. We're going to get another phase next spring. I think it's gone to good use. We've also re-engaged with a number of partners in the city, and we also issued additional monies for the food pantries and some of the nonprofits and houses of worship that do, for example, AA meetings, things that are done directly into the community for the help of the community. So we've distributed a number of funds in that regard as well, just like we did from the COVID money from the first round,
mm-hmm.
Again, to help us get through this challenge, particularly those people that really struggle and are up against it. So I think that's an important investment.
Any plans for the future funds that you can tell us about right now?
Not right now, honestly, okay. Joe. We're looking at that. We're also looking at, the state is coming up with some additional funds. I know that's going to be heavily on infrastructure and water replacement and waste water investment and so forth. So we're watching it closely. I know that at some point some of that infrastructure money, I'm going to be looking at the Quincy Shipyard as we go forward. The shipyard is going to see some investment and development. And the water mains and infrastructure in the shipyard, we own a number of them, and they're not in very good shape. And I believe we're doing some analysis now, but we're probably losing some money on the leaks down there. And if you're going to have some development, responsible development in the shipyard, we need to have the city needs to provide the appropriate infrastructure, including sewer and water mains. So we're looking closely at that. We're doing some engineering analysis now, and that will be probably one of the next things we invest in.
That's very interesting. That's probably the last large undeveloped piece of land in the city.
It is, for sure. Undeveloped, that's correct. I mean, we're seeing parcels that are getting redeveloped, but nothing of that magnitude. So, as you know, Mr. Dan Quirk owns the larger portion of the yard, and Mr. Jay Cashman owns the other portion of the yard. And then, you know, they both have activities down there, and certainly they're paying taxes, and it's not going to waste. But at some point, I got to believe that the land is far more valuable than what it's being used for now, and we will be entertaining certain types of development down there. So we need to prepare for that now with our infrastructure, and that's the design of some of this money. So we'll be doing that next.
Okay. Any update on the new public safety complex, Mayor? I know that the numbers are being hashed around right now due to the pandemic.
They are being hashed around, and we're, you know, our team is sitting with the both the OPM as well as the contractor on the project and trying to work through those and what kind of changes we may make or have to make, what's the real number. We'll have to go back to the city council to see if they'll entertain an additional appropriation. So that's what we're working through as we speak.
Okay. And General's Bridge, progress?
Yes, sometime next month, early November, I'm told.
Okay.
Now, I've been told many dates by this company, so I'm not holding my breath, but it's really just finishing up Bergen Parkway, so I got to believe that shouldn't take too long, as long as the weather is not too bad.
Yeah. Is this delaying Fox Rock's plans at all, do you know?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, this really is separate from that. We'll be talking more about their plans later this fall, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Forward to that. Good to talk to you as always, Mayor.
My pleasure, Joe.
Enjoy
the day.
Gloomy day, yes. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.